Okay.
Perek Shmini, that's Tosafot on Perek Shmini. Rambam has broken Perek Zayin, has the following thought: b'mechitza v'inyaneho, and the label
b'mechitza v'inyaneho.
Okay, just look at this. Yesh v'neviim mishiyira Hashem Yisbarach ma'achrei mechitzas rabbis. Mehem mishiyireyu ma'achrei mechitzas mo'akas. The Nevi'im would see a Kadosh Baruch Hu with different levels of layers between them and the Shekhinah, and the full Shekhinah. Nefi kirbosim el Hashem Yisborah. Nefi ma'alosim el Nevi'im. This would depend on their kirba and the majority of the world Russia desired to give them. So there was some mechitza, but even the mechitza itself was behira, it was clear. So what did Chazal mean when they said this? So those are the phrases. Let's see if we can get an understanding of it. Shamailus, the positive qualities, Mahamailus Sikhliyas, both in the world of understanding, Mahamailus Amidus, and the world of the person's character traits. And the opposite of the positive qualities, but the negative element which is in the person, both from the seichel end, that they don't understand things properly, or because of their lack of proper midas, kareiva taiva, v'hagaiva, the person has too much large amounts of taiva or gaiva, a regas, v'kas, much of them is in regas and kases. Kass is probably an inner anger Rogas is expressing it.
Okay.
Va'azus chutzpah Va'avus amamun desiring money. There's a lot of other ones out there of the negative ones. Ve'elab chitzios kulam heim mechitzos amadilus ve'enodim le'ben yishavizim. So these act as a mirror. So it could be the mechitzios sechlios, a person who's not trained their mind to think properly, will act as a barrier. And then there's the chesroness in the human being will cause that. So the Pasuk says that there is something which acts as a machitza, and they separate between us and the Yomer, Shabbat, and Seinu are over. They've handled a Rosh Hashanah, which the Rambam would say that the Novi meant specifically these expressions. So what he's saying like this: the problem is when it becomes part of the being of the person. It's not like an Irish. He did an Avera, so we put up an iron wall. So Avera, we put up two iron walls. It's human being experiences Nevuah through his neshama. And when the person has problems in his being, they act as mechitzas to be able to experience that Nevuah properly, with the full extent of the Nevuah. Sefer Rama says it's not referring to awareness in a general sense, but more the negative elements which exist in the human being, which are expressed in those areas. Elo amidus v'yetzim mehena mechitzus bein Hashem Yisbarach v'en even nevi'im alei mashon. That is the mechitza which the Chazal are referring to. Bishesh the base meters the gimel built in the souls. And Rosh Hashanah is worth not going to get base meters to the gimel. And the Rambam says, Rambam Shitosa, you know, always says, Iker is a meter on the tzas, the golden mean, right, the middle. The person hasn't found the way to find the correct balance of the usage of all the meters. He has any meter which is going to an extreme, because all meters which are an extreme are negative. That will act as a machitza to him and Hashem.
Taiva included in the Taiva has a meter which is appropriate.
Yeah. Are you person Rambam sees as a person who has no elements of desire, remember,
right,
etc. Something which is unhealthy.
What about chaos?
Chaos also. The Rambam just says by chaos, he says there should be chaos upon him, but chaos alay. But the concept of chaos, expression of that, is something which is necessary. There's times when you need it. If a person can never do that, that's also chasar. There's also something wrong with it. A person is too meek or too uncomfortable feeling the right to assert himself when necessary. That's a chasar. My wife hasn't handed me. I never use my horn. Sometimes you have to use your horn. You have to honk the horn, you know. You want to honk the horn because the guy didn't go by the lane. You know, it's one thing. The guy trying to get into your lane is not safe. And, you know, and you just like swerve away to give him room when it's not necessarily so safe because there's somebody on the lane. Instead of honking around and holding your ground, that's wrong. That's not good driving. And there's some people honk around too much, right? There's other extreme.
Back then, the book was, but that was right then, that's
what it was. Can't Gila Rama, Soyda, Shakir Basilikim, Rehikim, and he's born. So now, so comes Rabobo, Rabobo says that the Rama was talking about the Vua, but the truth is we can extrapolate from the Vua to the general understanding of what it means, Kirva and Rehikim. So call me the raw. Nechitzihi beinenu lebeinu yisvara. If you ribe amidus a raw shabbat, ribe mechitzim mafsikus beinor lebein kainoi. Okay. Vare aheichon of the war magim. Look how significant this is. I feel of bemadregas and of what. Baran Piskas Amal, the person which Chazal say can't become a Novi unless he has tremendous milus, there's still going to be. It's Kalkam on the Fimash, it's Lito, Lasak, and Kol Likui, in the same Ubisif. Okay. So now he goes to so once we've laid the stage for this statement, which seems to make a lot of sense based on the Rambam, comes the clincher. Kiras Elohim, Ein Lando Inyan Shal Regesh. I feel close to God. That's not what it means. Elo Shal Shmiras Mechitzus. If a person can feel close to God, but he has all the meanest roles in the world, he's living in a world of dimya. Right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu be'etzim is korev to everybody, l'chol shekru v'emes. But there has to be a kriya v'emes. A kriya v'emes means that you remove the impediments. So you really, right? You want the. You know, I always go back to the story of her salvation with the woman with the towels, you know.
Sorry.
The woman came to her salvation. She must start wearing the towels. You know, so spiritual, it's all these things, it's holy, it's right? And salvation, in his wisdom, said it's a very good idea. But you know, with the general rule of mid Yiddishkeit is we have to take things slowly. So first month, I want you to wear a towel with no sit. So come back after a month. So fine, for a month she wears towels with no sit. Come back after a month. I asked her how much. She says it was so uplifting, it was so spiritual, it was so, I got so much closer to God. She says, man, it's absolutely nothing. Towels with no sit is worthless. So was the answer. The answer, it wasn't Kirva that she wanted. She's getting an emotional high by thinking about she. It can do things just like man. And it's wonderful. And now I feel close to God. The whole thing was a joke. Right? He ripped her to shreds, basically. You know? But that's how people walk. These people walk around the whole day like this. You know? I'm close to God. Really? You know? God is close to all mankind. As long as he would stop taking away the things with the black. But you know, I happen to get angry all the time. I happen to can't control my taiva. I happen to have tremendous gaiva. I happen to run after cover all the time. I happen to have you know a few other meters rolls along the way. But I'm close to God. Okay. Kalakuda shall rabbi kribenu shall mavadim or misakna. It's going to tell that the kudas shall kibbutz eloki. When we truly are over to accomplish either bittul or tikkun, though he's throwing out that beautiful lashon. You know the lashon that the Baal Tanya talks about. It's not his. Lashon as he gets it earlier, but talks about there's two steps in the process of avoda, and Rosh Hashanah in his Yeresh Musa talks about it as well. Right? The first step that they call is iskafya. When you're kaifa, you force you have to do the right thing, even though you don't necessarily feel it. And you get to a point where that it moves from being forcing to an actual tikkun. And then it says, that's when a person reaches the state of simple. The first step is no simple because there's a fight. But you understand that you cannot move forward in this process until you are marshaling your das, you take your intelligence, you understand, I shouldn't be doing this. Therefore, I'm not going to do this. Even though I want to do it, and even though it's uncomfortable, and I feel it's difficult, I have to fight myself, but I need to stop yelling at my wife. You know? I need to stop hitting somebody. I need to stop overeating. You know, I have to get to the point where I feel good about overeating. First of all, you have to stop overeating and killing yourself, you know, right? Yeah, you know, it just, you know, it's 300 pounds, but I first have to feel good with myself. Theoretically, but you might have a heart attack before you get there. So first step is, I learn to get to the point where I'm happy with myself, and if I won't yell at my wife. Yes, that's 100% important, right? Because if you're not happy with yourself, you're very challenged. But the human being over here that you're pulverizing, you know, something. When I go to the therapist, after 3 years, we come to resolution, I'll stop yelling at you. That's not, you know, you don't have a marriage anymore. You know, she says, that's very nice, but I'm leaving. You know, there's, the first step is kafya. You have to make decisions sometimes of doing it even though it's not kishmak. Then you have to work to that point of tikkun, where you find ways of that strength, of that passion, and then it can be expressed in very positive ways. Because you've had a way to found a way to integrate it into your reality in a positive sense. When you do that, it's going to take that the Kodesh shall care with Silicon. Emmer Mayat. So let's say the following. Rega shall care with Abare, Hamisar Bikirbenu, the Ikris Nitzach of Alatzmenu, the Rega shall meet his Shane Yad and Dimion Bamson. That's when you really touch into Kibbutz Elikim. Okay. The Zemis Galen, Lono, you saw it with her over Vanessa. I love Manishka for the rain, which seems to be more and more being forgotten now. He wrote this in Tavshin, you know, Lama. We get that. You have to be a good person, you have to do the right things, etc. We seem to have totally been it's forgotten or ignored. You know, we're very now into the stressing the positive. We can't deal with the idea of thinking about we have concerns and we have problems and we have issues. We just have to work on we're good people and we have positive things and we need to get get good positive strokes for our emotions. Nobody talks about Ganem now. It's can't go there. Right? He says you got to remove the ra in order to do time. Look at me, Mara, the Kirboy. I think about Reese's and the Heats is better. Makom Mechitza Achas, and then when he does that, removing the Mechitza, Yochol Livnois Mida and Hagat Toiv Shein the Gear Raw of Rebbespo. Zel Toiv Amiti Loi Toiv Maduma. Then it will be a true Toiv when you remove the other parts of it. I don't know. Whether this works in the Russian made it presses into the nature of the Bria. And it's like a natural thing. Or there's a Siyata Nishmai which comes because of the suits of doing it. But Mimakam Komatiya Ra, Shanam Mahisiak Lavata Lasakin. Whenever he comments that, who might say Bikirat Kalus and Yuchedis, Lahasik Dabratai. This is what happens. It happens every time. You take away the mechitza, the kira to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which comes in place, is it just flows siyata d'shmaya. It flows growth from that. Okay. Let's hold it here just for a second.